Just playing the original like vocals track before you didn't do before you put in the music.
I wouldn't put that on my soundboard, Vinny. why would I try to screw myself up with version one, version two, rough mix? That would be really dumb.
You could make this argument if I wasn't there for the first 15 minutes of your life. You could make this argument about what a pro you want all fucking day long. But I think you need to think about who you're trying this shit on, pal.
God damn it. The funniest thing would be is if Stuttering John was able to get the video of everything fucking up and just started riffing on that, that would make my day.
Shuli and I were standing up at the back of the wall like two teenagers and just hanging out,
yeah,
watching the principal feel uncomfortable during a school assembly.
Yeah.
You were just flummoxed.
The principal's zipper was down and you guys were just in the back going. It's great. Yeah, great times for everyone.
You really made an ass of yourself, Amber.
All right.
No, you did a great show yesterday,
Pat. Well, thank you, Vinny. You were fantastic as well. I really liked when you beat yourself up nonstop after your stand-up show.
I retired from comedy.
Jesus Christ.
The fucking last thing that I went to bed listening to was him going, I bombed so hard tonight.
That's the level of depression.
And then he passed out.
I suck. I suck.
I said, great set, Vinny. And he was like, I'm going to kill myself tonight. I have the noose ready.
I said, shut up. I'm trying to watch Married with Children.
Yeah, Vinny, this fucking guy, you make me share a room with. I got a trucker watching Married with Children in a bunk bed next to me. And I'm just sitting there thinking about how I wanted to R-budge wire myself.
Yeah. Listen, you weren't as funny as Shuli, granted. All right, let's get this thing started. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, everyone, it's Tucker Dixon here, and this is a special Hungover in Nashville edition of the Scumstream.
Today's Scumstream is brought to you by the city of Binghamton. Binghamton is tied for 14th on the list of America's most deadly mass shootings. In 2009, a naturalized Vietnamese man attacked the American Civic Association immigration office. I guess he thought if he couldn't have the most victims, he'd at least have the most diverse. Killing 13 people and then himself is an abhorrent act, but at least he's not a racist. President Obama addressed the issue as senseless and needless violence, while then-Governor David Patterson was said to turn a blind eye. And then the other eye, it didn't see it so good either. Please come to Binghamton. This thing can only happen once, right? We'll see you in Binghamton.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps, by creeps, for you creeps. I am your host, Vinny, and joining me in the living area of the Airbnb in Nashville, Tennessee, is my co-host, Hot Carl.
What is happening, Vinny Paulino? What a great time to be podcasting. I'm so glad we're not exploring the city that we're in. This is great. This is fantastic.
We have decided to spend our morning, instead of gallivanting and enjoying the weather, talking about some really fucking sick people. This was not fun this morning.
So I will tell you, because I was editing Who Are These Podcasts, the live show we did yesterday, I have not looked at any of these stories yet. And I don't usually come in cold. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on. We should also mention, with us today, we have Croge.
Hey-o.
And Trucker Andy.
Oh, hello.
And other people are hanging out around us as well.
It's pretty interesting. This is the first time we're actually performing the creep off in front of a live audience.
It's about the same size audience as we had last night, I would say. It's about right.
Casey's hanging out over here in the corner with her husband. Tucker Dixon brought his wife, Anita Dixon.
Yep.
She's here. And that girl's here. Producer Chris is here. Bukkake Queen is sitting next to me on the couch.
The list goes on. Oh, no, that's actually just the list. Yep, that's it.
Yeah. And Jenny Jingles.
Jenny Jingles is here, of course.
Don't forget Jenny.
Of an angel.
Mm-hmm.
The face of a victim.
The decisions of an idiot.
I got to play the song that our caller left us last week for the other night. And she was so hammered, she loved it. Jenny loved it.
Nice.
Smiling like the Joker.
So I do want to just point out, we are drinking Epiphany beers.
I had an epiphany at
you. Yes, it's the Stuttering Chad beer, and they're actually really good.
Packed with energy.
So thank you. Best before noon. All right, yeah, I agree. But so yeah, the listener who brought those to us, very nice.
Well,
much appreciated.
Because we're on the road.
Yes.
We've had a lot of fun this weekend. We're going to bring everything to a screeching halt to tell you folks some terrible stories. And I thank you all for being here for this little soiree of creeps.
Let's get into it.
All right. So let's start with our first story today. We're going to go overseas. A dad has been banned from seeing his kids because of his adult nappy fetish. Now,
ooh,
a nappy, Carl.
I'm not familiar with this.
I believe it's British slang for diaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's the fun
that's
picture.
That's a more fun way to say, oh, God. He's been using the shit out of that diaper.
That's not a clean diaper.
No, definitely not. So, gravity is taking a hold on whatever's in there.
But you know what? No leaks.
I noticed that. Yeah, it's not dripping down his leg or anything.
That's solid.
He's better at wearing diapers than I am.
That's solid. The man who has not been named for legal reasons is no longer allowed to see his children due to his kink for wearing adult diapers. His ex-wife, whom he shares the kids, knew about the fetish before they had split, but told a family court in Australia, I'm sorry, I thought this was England, that things escalated over time. The Daily Telegraph reports she claimed that her ex, who she met in the mid-2000s, eventually began wearing the diapers around the house. So, like, it kind of, I guess, the fetish metastasized.
Yeah.
It got, like, a little more gradually worse and worse.
So I was trying to figure out why you can't see your kids because you wear diapers. Well, like, what's the rationale?
Did he wear the diapers to court?
Well, it is said that in 2019, the dad came to pick up his kids and that he had, quote, a nappy partially exposed out of the back of his
car. He picked up his kids wearing a fucking diaper?
Talk about retarded.
He went to the school to pick up his children.
At the school?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's probably not a good idea to, like, wear your sexual kink outfit to the school to go pick up your kids.
To the fucking elementary school.
His court transcript says that he just wanted to pamper his kids.
I get it. It depends on how he does it, though.
Oh,
he didn't go into detail.
I'll tell you what, that joke, better than all of Vic's.
Yeah. I actually, I have a little clip from Vic's set yesterday. She did a stand-up set with
us. I'd rather talk about the diapers.
No, but real quick, though. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Honestly, do you know how many Ukrainian families lost their homes during her during her set?
There were tragedies all over the world last night.
People were displaced all over Nashville. You thought that bombing they had a couple years ago was bad?
Oh, fuck.
The CNN trucks were showing up. We got to go. All right, I digress. Let's get back to the diaper guy.
You know, I shouldn't make fun. She's such a lovely, classy gal.
Yeah.
What? Vic? Are we talking about the same person?
Oh, I was talking about the CNN report.
Oh, right, okay.
Way classier than Vic.
Doing a great job.
Yeah. Last year, the court ruled that he was not allowed to see his children. The man appealed the decision, saying he posed no risk to his kids. But his claim was rejected last month. Justice Hillary Hannon of the family court said she had not satisfactorily addressed the issues of risk.
Satisfactorily is a weird word, right?
Well, it's fucking Australia.
Satisfactorily. Yeah. Say that three times, Trucker Andy.
No, I refuse.
Now you go. All right. Hey, hold the microphone right in front of your face because you're not talking into it. When you're talking, put it like right in front of where your mouth is. That's where the sound comes out of your face.
Bro, I'm gonna knock out what's left of your teeth.
All right, I'll have producer Chris tell you that. Producer Chris, will you tell him how to use a microphone?
Why is producer Chris just holding it for me to my mouth?
Some producer you are.
Fucking dropping the ball.
So, you're not holding that satisfactorily, Vinny. Do better.
Well, the judge said, I have great reservations and ultimately do not accept that the father has an authentic willingness or capacity.
Wait, so the judge was going out to dinner? What was going on? He just wanted to... Oh, no.
The judge was hungry or something.
I got reservations. Court is dismissed.
That means I won, right, Michael Popak?
I like how every idiot just turns into like the Stuttering John impression. An Australian judge is like, okay, guys.
You, so my stupid friend, have committed a crime. So she basically ruled that it was inevitable that the kids are going to be exposed to this guy running around in his adult diapers.
Sure.
And because it is his sexual fetish that the wife was able to prove in court, he was not able to see his kids. But he went on to say that he feels like he is being kink-shamed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. And also, let's say 20 years from now, he actually is shitting his pants. Then can he see his kids? Is it cool that if he's wearing diapers?
You think at that point they're going to visit?
Probably not. Yeah. At that point, the court has nothing to do with that. They just don't want to come around.
I think that's about it.
All right.
So I found that story pretty fucking weird. Let's really keep on moving here. I'm using Carl's iPad today, and I'm trying to get around all the dried semen.
Bullshit!
sorry, folks. Here we go. This is a fun one. A wife filled her husband's phone with child porn in an attempt to get custody of her children.
That's awesome.
Smart.
Yeah. That's just called a good strategy,
right?
Is what that is.
Yeah, no way for that to backfire.
Hear me out, Michael Popak. We fill Howard's cell phone with child porn. All right.
There's a hard drive that just says property of Stuttering John. He's planted in my house.
We're going to get Ralph to put the Zune player in his bag.
Yeah.
Police allege an Oklahoma woman hatched a scheme to get custody of her children that centered around loading hundreds of images of child pornography.
Let me just say this. One or two will suffice, right? Like, if you're trying to get the guy in trouble, you don't need hundreds of images.
Well,
I think she was just having fun with it. I think it turned into a project for her.
She had like a little scrapbook.
Yeah, right. She's trying to collect them all.
Yeah, she's played Pokemon.
Yeah. Is there a CP app where you go around and just try to collect the CP?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, I got a redhead.
I don't need another blonde, but...
Yeah. Another one.
Oh, look, a rookie card.
I get it.
I mean, how fucking addictive is child porn? Anyone who looks at this shit immediately just gets hundreds and thousands of images.
Yeah, nobody has one. Nobody has one. It's like Lay's potato chips.
This is legitimately the slipperiest of slopes, people.
Wait, there were Asians too?
Oh.
I'll see myself out.
You know how great this episode is that there's actually people who are going to groan at you?
Yeah.
Besides me, you're getting your fucking comeuppance. I love it. Lacey Hucks, 33, the wife,
alcoholic,
and Angel Moore, 44, her friend, are alleged to have worked together to frame Hucks' husband, who was not named. If they could get him out of the picture, then she thought she would get her children back.
Mm-hmm. And it worked. Okay, next story. Oh, no, it didn't.
Hey, listen to the name of this sheriff. Garvin County Sheriff Jim Mullet.
That's not a real name.
Get a party in the back or something.
Ah, business in the front.
I think I could just do a chip voice, and it's like, okay, we'll let that one slide.
If you know it's bad.
That's what I should have done with the Asian thing. I should have done the chip voice.
I should have done my whole set last night in a chip voice. Police say that Hucks...
Oh, wait, you were trying to tell funny jokes? Holy shit, that was right over my head.
I was trying to do irony. Police say that Hucks drove Moore to the Wynwood Police Department on April 18th and had her turn the phone in and file a report. They say that Moore turned in the device and said she saw Hucks' husband using it to view child porn in their home.
So are
it's
these
a trap?
Are these two women pedophiles now? They should be convicted pedophiles,
I think,
correct?
That you should absolutely be convicted because the second you download it is a felony.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like, I don't even like kids, but I'm a pedophile now.
Yeah, it sucks.
So, guys, I was trying to play this great prank. Like, when you have to walk around and knock on the doors.
I was
going
to say, you're introducing yourself to the neighbors. Like, all right, it's not what it looks like. Right. I'm just really dumb. All right. I don't actually like children naked. I'm just really stupid.
You ever see Jackass? Sometimes these pranks don't always work out.
Yeah.
I just hate my husband so much that I became a pedophile.
The police say the phone had hundreds of images of various juvenile victims. Police did arrest the husband, but they began to wonder why the phone he was using did not have any images similar to the ones Moore turned into them. That's when they reportedly got a warrant.
Wait, who's doing the analysis of this? What do you mean?
Sheriff Mullet.
Okay, Sheriff Mullet is going through all of these images.
I don't think these here phones match.
Okay, now I get it.
You've been investigating that for 12 hours.
Where'd the Kleenex go?
Gonna need a couple more.
Everyone's under arrest. Everybody get in the cell, including me. He locks himself in there.
They all walk around together door to door after. Police did arrest the husband, but, you know, like I said, they were looking at the phone, trying to figure out what was going on, and they didn't find any other evidence on the other phone that wasn't turned in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going, "This isn't my phone. I don't know what this is." And they're like,
"A likely story."
Yeah. I mean, what do you say? That's the worst thing in the world because
this is what I say. Those are not my drugs, officer. This is not my CP, officer. Just always deny everything all the time.
And my feet just look small, officer.
These are not club-footed shoes that I'm wearing.
Orthopedics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So police say that after she initially said she didn't know Hux, she told them that they were friends and that Hux had coached her on what to do in advance of turning the phone in. Now, this is this person, Angel Moore. She then reportedly admitted that she never saw the husband with the phone. So she turns on the wife.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is a pretty good thing to do when you face from becoming a pedophile in legal terms.
Angel, more or less, that was her only decision she could have made.
Home run.
Angel.
I didn't do the chip.
Angel, more and more kitty porn.
The husband told police he had not seen his old phone since last October and November, but didn't think too much of it because it was not his primary phone. And didn't have the service.
If you have two phones, you're up to something, right? I mean, you can still arrest them just for having two phones, right?
Yeah. Why are you selling meth or framing your husband for a kiddie porn?
Right.
Yeah. Why are you asking like that? Like, you're like asking me like I'm supposed to assure you. Yeah, you're right, Carl.
That's why I was asking like that. Correct. Yeah. What an asshole.
Yeah, you're up to something. Must be up to something. Okay. I'm killing
fucking,
today.
Fucking no butt Vinny over here. I'm just kidding. You have a very big butt.
Here's a fun story for you. A South Carolina man died from a heart problem while burying the woman he strangled. Deputy said,
"That's just so amazing."
God, she was a pain in the ass. Always causing problems. That one.
She was just waiting for him in hell. Just go see. Gotcha. Yeah. A 60-year-old man strangled a woman and tried to bury her in the backyard of their South Carolina home, but had, quote, a cardiac event in the process of covering a pit and died.
See, podcast hitman actually was smart with this one. He's like, no, just leave the body for 7-8 months.
Leave her in the basement.
Eventually, it'll be so light you can just carry her right off.
Just wait for the bones, people.
Yeah, exactly. Wait it out.
I'll carry her out one chunk at a time. It'll be fine.
I mean, he should have done what they did on old English ships and just thrown her in a big pile of salt. Just let her dissolve. Okay. Deputies, that's not real advice. People don't do that. I'm realizing, you know, sometimes I make too much sense. Deputies responded to the home in Trenton on Saturday morning for calls on an unresponsive man lying in his yard. Deputies identified him as Joseph McKinnon, who had no signs of trauma. Natural causes were suspected. But as deputies notified the next of kin, a second body was found in the freshly dug pit. The release said if officers identified those remains as Patricia Dent, 65, who also lived at the home, and she appeared to have died by foul play.
65? Just wait it out. Right. I can't wait 6 more months.
Well, he was only 60, man. Right. He had a couple of good years.
Yeah, he wanted to get out, do some fun stuff.
You know, man, he could be a 60-year-old single guy in Wisconsin. Have a real great time.
Living the dream.
Fucking milk some cows.
What else is in Wisconsin?
Eat some cheese.
Yeah, all right. That's kind of the cow thing, but what else?
Go to the Packers game.
All right, there you go. There's two things to do in Wisconsin.
It's the Wisconsin rule of threes.
I like to imagine that this whole scenario, like the whole murder, he was just kind of like injuring himself all along. Like he sprained his finger, choking her out. And then he tripped and like twisted his ankle dragging her into the backyard. Oh, he stepped on a rake on his way to the hole and then fucking had a heart attack throwing her in. What a fucking idiot.
Oh, the neighbors were done laughing.
Yeah, right. Nobody called the cops because they thought it was so great.
He's doing the bit, Maude. Get over here.
The neighbor's dog is biting him now.
His pants fell off.
The dog is peeing on his corpse.
Oh, he's turning blue. He's turning blue. This is good. Holy shit. I mean, I imagine he's a 60-year-old Wisconsin guy. He has no business digging a hole. I mean, he's like a dude who lives in a house. He's probably out there eating a block of cheddar like an apple.
Also, I want to point out, if your wife is listening, I don't think that she does.
Yeah.
She is safe. Like, after you've read this story, you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's not an option.
This would only happen in South Carolina. Anybody that lives in upstate New York knows you don't shovel snow because you'll drop dead from it at that age.
Yes, so, true.
He fell victim to that.
I'm very aware.
Yeah.
I bought a snowblower so my wife could do it.
I believe that. You guys laugh like that was a joke. It was not.
That's why it checks out.
Yeah, so they rule the death to be natural causes, but Miss Dent was murdered. Strangled.
How is that natural? You're digging a hole for a dead body.
That's true.
It's not like the natural occurrence that happens.
I don't know.
Sure. All right. That's fine.
All right. We got a couple more stories here, folks. Let's move along. This is a fun one. It is always a sad, sad day when the people that protect us let us down, Carl.
Oh, I hate that.
A California cop was arrested after allegedly masturbating in the home of a family during a domestic disturbance call.
The cars are passing me by. They honk and say hello.
What is that?
This
happen?
Is a separate call. He showed up for a call and then committed another crime.
This is the only time you go, I'd like to talk to your supervisor. This is the only time that's cool. A California cop was arrested after he was caught masturbating by a family who called police for help with the domestic disturbance. San Jose officer Matthew Dominguez, 32, allegedly touched himself in front of two female family members inside a home on April 21st. Then exposed himself to the mother. According to the Santa Clara County District's Attorney's Office, the shocked and scared women ran to two men elsewhere in the house, and one of them allegedly saw Dominguez exposing himself in the dining area of the home. So he like was chasing them around with his dick out, apparently.
Yeah. He's very proud of himself.
Stop in the name of the law!
They're just running in circles around the dining room table.
Oh, imagine Yakety Sax is happening right now. It's so much funnier.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind, yeah.
The charged...
So this guy's very proud of his penis, is what you're telling me. He wanted to show every single family member what his penis looked like.
He said he was just trying to give everyone a breathalyzer.
You got to blow harder than that.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. They were all drunk. They refused a breathalyzer. Your license will be suspended.
You know, the kids don't know this, but that was the original dick pic, what this guy is doing. We didn't always have phones in our pockets.
Back in my day,
you just had to whip it out and show everyone.
You know, private investigators are known for this. They call it a private dick pic.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, guys.
Bad Vinny.
I like it.
I'm going to open with it next.
You might as well. Just start throwing shit at the wall.
Actually,
see what sticks.
Actually, you know what? My new opener is I'm just going to fail at a PowerPoint presentation and sweat a lot. That's going to be my new opener.
I see what you did.
Yeah. Everybody else saw what you did.
What is this guy? What do you walk in on?
That gets you domestic, that like horny?
Yeah.
Like, what's his fetish?
I just can't wait to beat off.
Yeah, right.
That woman's black eye reminds me of my ex-girlfriend. Like, what the fuck happened?
Reminds me of my ex-girlfriend's brown eye.
Yeah, this is just an absolutely bonkers story. So he slapped with the charge of indecent exposure, could face a year in jail and 10 years on the sex offender register.
You know what I say, Vinny? Defund the police. What do you think about that?
Hot take, hot.
Yeah. They're spending all that funding on Vaseline.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't need it.
I mean, I think they should get more money. This guy's dry jerking in someone's living room. Can we get a little thing of lube on their belts? Can we get a little extra for these guys?
Or can he watch porn in the car on the way over there and take care of it?
Who says he did?
They have the computer right there next to them. I guarantee they're watching porn on that. Oh, I'm looking up license plate numbers, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. How fun is that to do? It's not fun at all.
And what was that plate number again? Anal teen.
There was a 6 and a 9 in it somewhere. I don't remember exactly.
The police are great. We love them.
Go last, cops.
Last story, everybody. Who's ready to be disgusted?
Oh, boy.
Finally.
But with you in the same building all weekend. I can't believe I just asked who's ready to be disgusted. Yeah, yeah.
I've been sharing a bedroom with you all weekend. I'm already there.
You didn't say that when we were spooning.
Yeah.
I do want to say the reason why you guys are sharing a bedroom is because it's on the ground floor, and Vinny took a look at the stairs and went, oh, yeah, no, this is good. I'm fine with this.
But what's Andy's excuse?
He dislikes you.
There's a guy. Well, I like Andy, too.
Shrug.
We have a love connection, everybody. Hey. So you'll be going on a second date. That's great news. How is that for a fucking old reference? Does anyone here know what I'm talking about? Okay. Moving on.
What are you being, Chuck Woolery or something?
Something. Be back in 2 and 2 or something. These love connection jokes doing anything for you?
Oh my God.
Hey, Andy, what's the strangest place you ever made whoopee?
If I were a Sunday,
the domestic disturbance call.
He wasn't always a trucker.
A New Jersey woman who forced. Now I'm going to say this very slowly so everyone follows me here,
and because you're slow,
can't do it any other way.
I'm going to read this slowly because I'm retarded. All right, go on.
A New Jersey woman who forced daughter that she fathered into porn, sentenced to 25 years in prison.
I did not follow that.
One more time.
Yeah, and I'm the retarded one. Good. A New Jersey woman who forced the daughter she fathered into prison. Child porn is sentenced to 25 years in prison.
A woman fathered a daughter?
Yes. It's 2022, Carl.
Okay. Yeah.
Happens every day.
All right. This story, I'm out. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
We finally did it. Yeah. It's like, who cares?
I think it's sexy. Let's go.
Settle down over there. Carl already lost the deposit because of that seat cushion.
Oh, you can drown a toddler down there.
Wipe the bukkake out of your ears. I don't think you heard that correctly.
A transgender woman was sentenced Friday to 25 years in prison for forcing...
Good. Oh, sorry. There's more to it. Whoops.
Carl, this quiet part out loud always.
Lock them all up. No.
Build a wall. Around the new pussies. A transgender woman was sentenced Friday to 25 years in prison for forcing the 7-year-old daughter she fathered to participate in child pornography. Marina Valls, 32, of Franklin, was sentenced along with 3 others by the Superior Court for their roles in running a child pornography production company in their Coburn Lane home in Franklin Township.
Are we sure the daughter didn't volunteer for this? I mean, the word force. Are we sure about that? Like, my parents forced me to play violin, but I played t-ball because I liked it.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about what happened here. Well, not delving into the details of the crime, the district attorney said it involved neck collars, a cage in the basement, sex toys, and other devices.
Oh, now I need you to slow down and read that again. This is getting steamy.
Neck collars. No, this is a 7-year-old.
So it's one thing to have like CP on your phone or a hard drive, but to have like a set
in your house.
Right. To have the home game is the problem.
Yeah, three cameras shoot, set up and ready to go. It's like, how do you talk your way out of that one?
Yeah.
It's, this wasn't here when I left this morning.
Hundreds of pictures of naked kids on your phone is not as bad as having one in a cage.
Yeah, it's like
the gimp from Pulp Fiction's kid comes walking out.
When your hobby involves setting up an actual fucking dungeon, you might have gone too far.
A problem.
Yeah, poor Zed Jr. They don't know how much damage has been done to this kid other than... Oh.
All of it?
Yeah.
I can tell you, she'll be fine.
Who fucking lets you out of your page?
Kids are really resilient. Pros. They always bounce back from this sort of thing.
Pros, check the locks. So, they're trying to say that this
They don't
person,
know how much damage was done. Have they looked at her asshole yet? Like, it's pretty easy to assess the damage, I would think.
Looked at her asshole. The kid slung it over her shoulder to walk in the door.
Is she dating Trevor Bauer? What happened to her?
I mean, holy shit. And, I mean, the mother got sentenced. The father-mother got sentenced to 25
the
years.
Father-mother did?
I don't know.
It's so confusing.
It is. I mean, she was sentenced to 25 years for keeping her 7-year-old in a cage for fucking.
Yeah. That's against the law.
You, my friend.
I got to tell you something. If we did the diaper story after that one, we'd be like, what is the problem here? Does this seem way worse?
It's a gradual level of creep here on the
show. Yeah, I know. You do a good job of structuring this show. Minute.
Those are our stories for this week. But before we go, we have to talk about two other things real quick.
Oh.
Number one is we fucking lost Carl.
Oh, we lost to Shuley, who, by the way, put, minimal effort. It gets thrown around a lot on these podcasts, but holy shit, Julie.
It's so, almost like the voters want you guys to lose.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's not like a real vote. You're telling me that Biden won and Shuley won? I'm starting to think voting doesn't work. All right. Can we just like throw out voting of everything, please?
Down with democracy.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about this because he did that story about Kid Rock's Nashville bar and the guy swinging the colostomy bag.
Yes.
Well, folks, Carl and I spent quite a bit of time in that Nashville bar.
I thought it would be a funny goof. I'm like, hey, let's do a meetup. Well, I'll go to Kid Rock's bar. And then I was stuck at Kid Rock's bar for hours, and it sucked.
Yeah, I was trying to get hit by a colostomy bag by the end of it. Would have been a better time.
Holy shit, that place blows.
Oh, it was four stories of awful.
Dude, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I've never been here before. And it's the music capital of the world. I can't wait to see world-class musicians and to hear all this kind of different styles of music. And there's a cover band playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a
power. I felt like Stuttering John. I'm like, $400 for airfare. The Airbnb was $1,200 a night. And I'm watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I have to listen to a half-assed cover of Eve 6 now.
That was so bad.
Want to throw my tender heart in a blender. I mean, that was so douche, chill, cringy. But the listeners were cool.
Yeah,
and I feel bad that you did that to them.
I do too. I didn't research that well.
No. But you know, I feel like we suffered enough and that should have been our dual consequence.
Oh! Yes! Yes!
Nope.
Yes!
Nope.
Yes! It makes perfect sense.
We
hung out for hours. Well, I think you left, but I hung out for hours in that
I
place.
Was there as long as you were, motherfucker. We left together.
You didn't hear Ba What to Ba every hour on the hour, so that is not punishment enough.
What do you mean? Red Hot Chili Peppers. I have to say it again.
We're at the Kid Rock place. Where were all the Kid Rock jams and hate crimes?
In between bands, that's what they were playing, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that, but yeah.
I wasn't there. I was.
Alternate.
Oh, you were there. That's right. You were
on
a tarmac.
On the tarmac, and the
you were having a better time than I was.
Oh God, it was sexy.
Yeah, I really like this podcast. They did a live show in Nashville, but the host made us hang out with them at Kid Rock's bar. You're such a creep.
Hopefully, Elon Musk takes away my Twitter account because if that's what I'm using it for to tell people to meet me at Kid Rock's bar, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that
Trump is more responsible on Twitter than I am.
You have committed a crime.
So there were some other things that we've been discussing this morning while you were taking a shower.
Okay.
And I know you have to use that little step stool and all that stuff.
While well, Vinny was peeking through the door, he was coming up with this idea.
And everywhere we've gone this weekend, we've seen the same shit. Goddamn bachelor parties, Carl.
Bachelorette parties.
Bachelorette parties fucking everywhere.
These girls wear matching t-shirts together. And Jenny Jingles was telling me that so that they can all find each other. Like it's a nature documentary or something. It's like their coats, like if they're all together, they become the same color.
You know what really stuck out to me about the fashion in Nashville?
What's that?
The security guards at Kid Rock's place. Did you notice what they were wearing?
No.
They were dressed like the Isotopes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They were wearing...
They were fashionable
the
cool.
Lime green ties. They looked just like if the Isotopes were tough. Like if there was anyone in the Isotopes that looked like they could be a problem in a fight.
Yeah.
It was these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was like, do you play bass?
Seriously, can you play guitar? Because we're opening for the Misfits next week.
Yeah, if you had those guys, you wouldn't have had a problem. You could fucking say whatever you want to. You could literally, you could set your Isotopes announcer to be like, the band before us are all cunts. We dare you to do something about it.
That is the joke that I've used many times, by the way. That's a good one. Very clever.
That's a good one. Home run.
I've had many a band's girlfriend corner me after the show. Listen, what you guys said was not very funny. It's his birthday. You can't.
Yeah. You literally have had that conversation. It's his birthday. Like, I'm sorry. I meant to rip on him tomorrow. I apologize. Jesus Christ.
So,
who cares?
Hold on. I was at a comedy show. I was a judge in a comedy contest. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy who went up on stage and was abysmal. Tom Myers level bad. Mm-hmm. And he was so bad. And the guy who was sitting next to me decided he was just going to rip this dude up. And he goes, listen, man, you should never do this again. Don't ever try to do comedy. In fact, you should maybe not talk to anyone for a good long time after this. And just starts laying into this guy. And I'm sitting there laughing and laughing. And then I watch the guy who's about to cry.
Yeah.
Someone from the back, the whole room is completely silent. Someone from the back of the room yells, hey, it's his birthday.
I take it all back. Yeah, you're going to be great.
I picked up the mic and I went, happy birthday to you.
We'll shatter your dreams and give you a cake.
I threw it at everybody. Happy birthday to you. Quit the business.
Comedy.
It's his birthday. So, again, bachelorette parties everywhere. In fact, in front of the Airbnb, there's an incredibly gaudy, trashy van that has, like, the so-and-so wedding party.
Yeah. Honk if you love hoes.
Last bash. And then a Venmo.
Yeah.
Send us money.
Last fling before the ring, and then I'm going to give them money so she can be a whore on vacation.
She's talking about one of those vagina rings. But I just think that a funny consequence that we could do as a tandem consequence would be you and I get in a car and we write just married on the back of it.
Okay, I'm liking this. And then we put truck nuts on the back.
we rent a convertible, right?
Yeah.
And then we write just married on the back of it with the cans and all that
shit. Yeah, that's funny.
And we put a Venmo and we just drive past all the busy places in Rochester waving to people.
Can you please rent matching white tuxedos?
Yes.
Oh, I think that should be part of it.
I say we go cross country with us, right? Let's hit every state.
Syracuse.
Yeah. That's a pretty funny idea, Vinny.
Syracuse or bust.
When did our consequences just become bits?
I don't know. I'm trying.
Here's our consequence. We're going to make a YouTube video. Okay.
Yeah, cool. That seems like a lot of work.
It's fine.
Or the other one that a lot of people throw out there was tandem bicycle ride.
That's funny.
I call the back. Yeah, God. I am not playing.
I'm so far up in the air. I'm like, oh! my little club foots. Whoa!
We're going to have to duct tape his feet to the pedal.
All right, that's a good idea.
So I guess we're going to be back next week with a full episode.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fun today.
We did.
That's a good point. Now that you mentioned it. I thought you said who did.
Somebody somewhere. We're in Nashville. Someone's having fun. Yeah.
Those bachelorette party girls seem like they're enjoying themselves.
How many photos do they have to take? The amount of time that these women spend photographing each other.
Not fewer than 4 photo sessions happened.
Yeah. It's nonstop. Yeah. It's like Instagram's full. We get it.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Do you remember the awful thing I did last night when we came home?
I remember some of them.
To the Uber driver.
Oh, that was pretty funny. So we take an Uber back from the comedy show that we did. And we're obnoxious. And who got the Uber? Jenny Jingles? And we're like, Jen, can you please tip this person? Because we're being so
Jenny's
awful.
Jenny's getting a strike on you.
And then we all get out of the car. Vinny just gets a little smirk on his face. And he opens the door and just turns his ass into it and farts. Closes it quick and watch like. I was like, "You fucking asshole! Why'd you do that?"
Yeah. It was a crime of opportunity.
Yeah, Officer, I didn't wake up this morning thinking I was going to do that.
Oh, I didn't plan it.
It wasn't premeditated.
Meanwhile, Jenny's blackballed from Uber for life.
Yeah. The driver's like, "Jenny gave me pink eye." And again, this is a show about creeps by creeps, folks. By creeps.
Lest we forget.
So, in other words, your funniest bit was when you weren't on stage, is what you're telling me. You spent all day yesterday on stages and waited for that time to be funny.
That was my door closer. Yes. All right. Remember, everybody, we'll be back next week. We're going to do a Patreon episode very, very soon. We love y'all. We're going to be traveling. So, until next time, remember, it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Good Gia!
So long, Nashville, Tennessee. You can't have what's left of me. And as far as I can tell, it's high time I wish you well. Build me up, set me free. You tore down.
This is stupid!